Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of April 2017, and this is the 563rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm on Knocklofty, as you can probably hear from my puffed voice, and I thought I'd start speaking in the lower, on the hill part, because it's quite windy, and this path is sheltered. Normally, I would probably wait a bit until I was on flatter terrain, but you may not be able to hear me. It's Monday morning, and my day off, and I'm on my way to the shop, and I'm just thinking maybe it was exactly a week ago that I was doing the same walk, talking to you and going to the shop. I'm a creature of great habit. It is a really nice way to start the morning and to go to the shop, even though getting back, which I don't do over the hill, I come along the flat. It's still something, there's something about the hardness of the pavement that is quite sore to walk on for me, but it's a very small price to pay for this lovely, lovely start. So far there are not very many people up here. When I say not very many, I've just come across two, a poet and an artist. And we'll see what else we get, because it's quite grey this morning. It's not one of those mornings that just demand that you're outside. Yesterday it was pouring with rain for almost all day, and we haven't had a pouring rain day for quite a while, unlike Northern Australia, which has been flooded. And so it's a very internal day. Well, at least it was internal from lunchtime onwards, after I'd come back home. And I love days like that. Love days where any external demands or requirements or conscience prickers fall silent, and so all that needs to be thought about is are within the four walls that you're in, or I'm in, of four walls of the burrow, and that smaller enclosed space is so comforting somehow. I don't know quite what it is. I don't know what it is about the rain that particularly does that. I don't think it's just about not having to feel guilty about working in the garden. So, I mean, I don't really very often do that anyway. But yes, it's a sort of relief. And I always also feel that I'm given license, especially if it's on a Sunday or some other break day, to spend at least a couple of hours doing something completely self-indulgent. And yesterday I was working, that is not the right word for it. I was doing a jigsaw of a Dutch still life. And there's something completely timeless about that as well. So the combination of a jigsaw and the rain is near heaven. Near heaven. And sometimes I listen to things on the wireless whilst I'm doing that. Maybe a radio drama or something, or a documentary. So I had a very, very pleasant yesterday. I did do some work as well, but It's the pleasure that I remember. So I'm just really nearly come to the top of the bit of hill that I'm going to come up. They've burnt off. I think I mentioned that they were planning to burn off the top part of this of the hill, and the people I met just further down told me that they'd now done it, and that it was a bit devastating up there, that they'd just seen a wallaby sitting in the charred remains of its habitat, which, it is. I mean, they're doing it for safety, but it is really sad to see that sort of thing happening. So I'm not going to go up there, well, both because I need to preserve my leg. I'm walking into town later this afternoon, and because I really don't like the smell of the newly charred bush. I think they must use some chemical, I don't know what, petrol, to initiate the fire. So it's a sort of fumy, charred part. Anyway, it's completely not visible. I was going to say not smellable from where I am at the moment. It will be, I imagine, as I go further towards that end of the hill. Because we had such a cold summer, we've got a much later season for a whole lot of things this year, and so even though it's autumn, this kind of late in autumn, it would be similar, I suppose, to October in the Northern Hemisphere. I was able to get some really vibrant sunflowers yesterday, and bringing them back from the market in the pouring rain was just lovely. It was such a contrast, and they are in my kitchen, so making me smile each time I go in. So they'll be lovely. They'll be there in the kitchen while I'm preparing lunch. I love having Mondays off. It feels a Tuesday, I'm always ready, or almost always ready for the week. And as I mentioned before, of course, it is Easter this coming week. So it's a short week. Short week for most things. So starting work on Tuesday means that I've really got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But I think I'll be working on Friday. I can't see that I would get mole out on Thursday before that. So, yeah, I suspect it will move into the beginning of Easter. And I also want to organise an Easter egg hunt for some children I know. I want to think about that. Think about how I did it, because they were a bit disappointed last year. Hello. So that is my long with this sounds like a very, very rambly podcast. It is a really rambly podcast. I can see a bit of blue sky now, so maybe we'll have some sunny times as well. I do hope that you had a good weekend, that you were either able to enjoy the spring or autumn outside, or were able to be contained in a lovely nest inside. And I hope your day today, if you're starting on a Monday, is engaged and that you can really become involved in whatever it is you've chosen to do. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I'm still here, I can't turn it off. Hang on. So, how silly. So, this is a second goodbye from me and the breeze in the trees.